So is Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Richie pretty much is going to be out of the scene until after the first of the year. He'll be here and there from time to time, but as the treatments for his Hodgkin's lymphoma get more difficult, he's gotten rid of the mass, so very hopeful, but as you go through more of them, I can tell you from having sort of lived through it with my wife, not that she was my wife at the time, but she was going through for 21 years.
You still loved her.
I did. Yes, very much. Not as a, you know, not, I don't want to get off onto that tangent. It wasn't the kind, it wasn't a romantic, it wasn't a husband and wife love. It was just somebody who respected and cared about somebody else and had great things to share, like the upbringing of the children. So, at any rate, the point is that Richie will not be here with us pretty much for the remainder of the year, but he hopes after the first of the year to be back in the saddle again, as it were. Speaking of being in the saddle, the Queen of Cheap rode a horse through the streets of Brooklyn on Friday. That's why she wasn't here.
Oh,
in and
gosh.
Out of all the subway and the train stops.
Yeah, what happened to you? You were like surfing the subway system.
No, what happened is Victoria got very sick, and she was throwing up in the train station.
Daughter. Right.
And it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was Bedford-Stuyvesant, which is not a great area of Brooklyn.
So the
and we had to go retrieve her.
Those who would look askance would wonder, what is your 17-year-old daughter doing out at 4 o'clock in the morning? Those who are judgmental.
Oh, it was Halloween. It was Halloween.
Halloween, of course. That, yes. That takes care of it all right there.
Yep.
Queen of Cheap is Roberta Fasanelli. Today's deals, I suppose we could recount the Friday deals, too, just to underscore them. So what do we have to look forward to in the next few minutes?
Well, we got a way to save big at Walgreens, especially if you're a senior. We've got a terrific deal for Sam's Club. We've got a huge magazine sale for you and a big sale on lighting as well.
Big sales, big doings, hot stuff. I'll hear the Roberta Fasanelli overview. Yeah, Charlotte is just on to something today. I don't know what it is that she's on to, but at any rate, we'll get to... she's barking the news. I used to have a guy that worked for me at WEEI in Boston.
That would bark the news.
Rod Fritz. I call him. He was Rod Fritz barking the news.
So good.
He has to be Bob Barker. Are you kidding?
Boom.
An opportunity here.
Boom. All right. So let's get to the news from New York. Over the weekend, the New York City Marathon took place. Heavy security. Information can you lend to the discussion regarding the marathon and what people thought, what well seemed to be the... Yeah, this stuff, as Jennifer said earlier, if you don't do this, I suppose you can get criticized if something happens. But there are these races all over the world. London, Barcelona, Boston, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. So we're going to do the same thing for all of them?
Well, I guess so. I mean, why not?
Well, because it's overkill. It's so overdone.
You don't want a copycat thing, though.
Thing. You really think that you're going to prevent somebody from doing... something like that, if they really, really want to.
No.
Look at all of the stuff.
Nope.
The TSA guy who shot up the LA airport. Look at all of the TSA agents. Look at all the police. They have their own police force at LAX. And they still had some guy walk through the front door, took a gun out of a bag, and started shooting people up.
Yeah.
How are you going to pretend, unless you shut down, what are you going to do? You're going to have metal detectors when you walk out of your house? How far does this go?
Charlotte thinks it goes pretty far.
No.
Exactly. She has an opinion.
The sad thing is, and we've touched on this before, Dougie, is if these people don't, I mean, if the government and the state do not protect you, and by doing that, they bring you into this great sense of, I mean, we're fear mongers now. We love to be afraid of everything.
Yep.
But if they don't, I mean, it's the same thing with medical care. If they don't do these certain things, then they get sued and they're protecting themselves.
Right, so then we've created this
whole abyss.
Yep.
Yeah.
Into which all of us will follow. And where do you stop? Where does it all stop? And one of the things that we were talking about earlier is Google and the fact that they have created these floating data centers. I think this is fascinating, actually. The more I read into this, the more intrigued I found it. They've built a floating data center off the coast of San Francisco. It is the base for a four-story structure that's described as mysterious. It's on a barge, and Basically, what they figure has happened is that Google has decided to put all of its really important data offshore. So they've built this thing on a barge, and it's registered to a shell company that is linked to Google. So isn't that interesting that they would go? And this is, by the way, they've been building this since 2009. So they must have known what was going on. That's the thing that I find interesting. They knew this, all this surveillance stuff, and they decided then that they were going to protect themselves somehow or other from all of the violations of their privacy and our privacy. Didn't happen quite fast enough. But
it kind of reminds me of pirate radio. Remember pirate radio?
Well, it still is pirate radio here and there.
Yep.
Yeah, and that the James Bond movie where the bad guy was trying to take over the world using news and technology. Remember what I can't remember?
Yeah, his name was Ryan Seacrest.
I don't think Ryan is cut out of that cloth. That's not his deal.
I love Ryan Seacrest. I
think that there are some people, however, who are like that. I think Rupert Murdoch and his ilk over the guys who are not as smart as he is over at MSNBC or wherever they are trying to do just that, some more successfully than others, and you know, just shaping the tone of the discussion. All right, Charlotte's driving me nuts.
I know. What is going on?
I don't know. It's 13 past the hour. She's going out, and she's going to have a nice morning out. 13 past.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball.
Here on Hardball, you can expect me to discuss history as it relates to what's happening now. You can expect to hear me analyze what politicians are doing today with what I've seen other politicians do before. And you can expect me to fight for the causes that stirred me in my 20s when passions rose, minds were set, and life missions accepted. And this is Hardball.
Hardball with Chris Matthews, weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on MSNBC.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, Mario. One of your former countrymen sent a note annoyed with you.
Uh-oh, and?
Queen of cheap, please recheck what has been recommended. I've tried to order the pizza at Papa John's using the code as suggested on your site. for additional free pizza, treat 13, and got a reply back while ordering that the code was not valid. How dare you, Roberta? How dare you, Doug Steffen? How dare you?
He might have waited too long. Sometimes these things are only good for a day or two.
Really?
When I give them to you, yep. And if you
this was
long,
Thursday when I he sent the email Thursday in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have expired.
Could have expired.
That's a good way out of it, Roberta. Mm-hmm. I guess Mario, if you didn't read the coupon, it's your fault.
Exactly.
Right.
Read the fine print. Or, you know, he may have, you know, it's always a good idea to check with your local Papa right. John's. Sometimes not all
they
the stores.
Opt out.
They opt out, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Could have been those are good explanations, too. Mario. If you're not satisfied, send us some more nasty letters. Meanwhile, Roberta is here to bring us up. Let's see, what can we do to screw around with the listeners today, Roberta?
Yes, exactly. Well, if you're a senior, and I guess, you know, I kind of like this deal because it's 20% off just about everything in Walgreens on Senior Savings Day, and that's actually tomorrow. Mm. I mean, it's a tremendous saving, but
how
the fact
appropriate.
That seniors are 55 and over.
Yes,
that's what they
all
say.
Those who are 55 and older tomorrow,
55 and over.
Go save money.
Or an AARP member. Now, I think you can join AARP when you're 50.
Yeah, great.
So it's a way of getting around it. But still, when they say, you know, seniors are 55 and over, I'm going, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of like that because I can get the 20% off. On the other hand, like, I don't think I'm
a senior. You know, if Obama had been smart, he would have hired the AARP to take care of whatever needed to be done with regard to health care. At least they'd have gotten it done.
That's true. That's true. We've also got a great deal at Sam's Club. It's a Groupon deal, actually. What you get is you get a Sam's Club membership, you get a $20 gift card, and you get all sorts of free food, like a free chicken, free scalloped potatoes, and a free apple pie. So basically you get a whole free meal, and this whole kit and caboodle costs $45.
Wow.
So you get the Sam's Club membership, you get the $20 gift card, and you get a chicken, potato, and apple pie meal. $45 with Groupon. If you're looking for a great holiday gift to give the person who has everything, well, give them magazines. And there's a huge magazine sale going on over at discountmags.com. Some of those subscriptions are only $3.99 a year.
Yeah,
oh, I love magazines.
I do, by the way.
Magazines.
You
read them?
Love
really?
Magazines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's also
I read them too,
magazines.
But I'm told when I get them out, I bring my briefcase full of my magazines to read on the plane. People look at me like, huh? Where's your Kindle? Where's your iPad? Why are you reading
magazines?
No, I love
my magazines.
Itself? Yeah.
There's all things. You know, discount magazines. They've got automotive. They've got crafts. They've got home stuff. You know, everything you can imagine. So you can go through them and get holiday gifts and not have to go to the store. And Home Depot, their Progress Lighting line, has a tremendous sale going on. I checked it out last night because I needed a lamp. It's up to 70% off. Some of the deals are unbelievable. They're practically giving these lamps away. And that's over at the Home Depot. And you'll find all of these great deals at the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com.
Not just good, but great deals. And next to the box where Roberta puts all of the things for the Queen of Cheap, you'll find Phil Lempert's Supermarket Guru. More ways for you to save, more ways for you to learn from the education. Here's the guy of all the people in the world that knows how to shop, what's in the supermarket, how to get the best deals. He's the man on top of the list. And he's blogging about the top five protein-rich snacks and where to get them and how much to pay for them. I've been taking like this protein bars.
Mm-hmm.
I never used to eat them, but now that I'm on this...
Now that you're working out.
Yeah, right. When I'm on the CrossFit thing, I get afterwards thirsty and hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can find out which are the best ones. Phil Lempert, Supermarket Guru at Good Day.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Those of you who have done any skydiving, what might be the case?
Have you ever skydived?
Have I?
Oh, you chickened out. That's right.
Was taken there by somebody who wanted me to go skydiving. And
somebody didn't like you very much, obviously.
Well,
like, jump out of a plane.
I didn't feel good about doing it. Anyway, this was a number of years ago, and I remember it being a cloudy. It was sunny when we arrived at the airport, and then it would get cloudy, and they called off all the dives, and I can't tell you that I was upset.
At that moment, I would drop to my knees and pray to the Lord and say, thank you. It's a sign.
All right, so Roberta has observed a rather strange weekend mid-air collision in Wisconsin. Those of you in Wisconsin, you probably heard this story. You may or may not know the details, but it's really...
Oh, yes,
two planes
collided midair in Wisconsin, and all passengers survived, including the pilots, because the two planes were skydiving planes.
Right.
So when the planes collided, everybody jumped out of the planes.
So can I ask this question, Dougie? You're a traveling man.
Uh-huh.
Why in the heck do we not, why do we put flotation devices in our seat cushions? Why don't, on regular commercial airlines, why don't we have parachutes?
Well, do you want to know the real skinny behind that? I remember this. Kenny, you may remember this. 4 or 5 years ago, I remember this was one of my toots, and I went off on this for a couple of weeks. When the information, when there was an accident, it was, I think, the last major accident that we had, and it involved an MD-80, and I forget where it was, but it came to light that most of the major airlines have been given by Boeing an option. You know how you buy a car, there are options. You buy a plane, and there are options. You can, you know, you look at a Southwest cheapy 737 versus 737 that's all dolled up for one of the other commercial airlines. They're, you know, it's the same fuselage, but you do different things with the plane.
Mm-hmm.
One of the options that was developed, and it would cost $2 million a plane, would be to put in what essentially is a parachute, or actually two of them, one in the front of the plane, one in the back of the plane. So in case a plane had a problem, now if you're going to have a mid-air collision, this isn't going to help. But let's say something happens to the plane, the engines conk out. Or you let's say what the United airliner did over Sioux City, Iowa, when the back of the tail blew off.
Right.
And they couldn't land the plane. So under this scenario, these huge parachutes would be built into the top of the fuselage, so when the button was pushed, a little explosion would blow off the top of the parachute housing.
Brilliant.
And the parachutes would be, and that's the, it's the same principle and size as the shuttle used when saw the shuttle land in Florida.
They
there's
have a
this
parachute.
Huge parachute that came up behind it to slow it down. Exactly the same parachute and
what's
technology.
What's the problem? Why aren't they doing
$2 million, because it's $2 million a plane, and they don't want to pay for it. It's cheaper for them to pay the insurance for when the plane goes down than to pay.
How much could a parachute cost? I mean, really?
I just told you, it's $2 million. It's
yeah, but really, that's overinflated. I bet you I could make a big enough parachute for less than $2 million. I'll go to Joanne's Fabric. I'll buy every piece
but
of
think about
it. Together.
It
could be patchwork.
But think about it, in a sense. It's they're not interested in spending the money. The technology is there. Any plane that's built by Boeing, whether they do it over a crap can Airbus or not, remains to be seen. But the technology is going to be the same. So you put these two big parachutes, and something happens to the plane, the engine's conk out, whatever it is. You're not going to survive a mid-air collision with something else. But if it's something that's self-induced in the plane, then it brings the plane to the ground, end of story. I mean, it'd give a lot of people a second chance. I just think it was a great idea, and nobody went anywhere with it. So now you know that story, in case you didn't. Doug Steffen in the Good Day program, 28 after the hour now.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is best-selling author Lily Capel. Her newest book, The Astronaut Wives Club, describes the lives of the women whose husbands were sent to outer space in the 1960s.
Well, the astronaut's goal was definitely to go into space, hopefully to walk on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It was an enormously competitive group, and the guys competed about everything, not only an assignment into space, but who was the best water skier, who was the best handball player. I mean, we're talking a really alpha dog community, and it's funny because from the beginning, the wives said, listen, they turned to each other and said, listen, if we're going to survive in this world, we cannot play into our husband's competition. You know, we're just going to get fried. I mean, we have the media focusing on us. We have NASA putting pressures on us. And so they really made this pact to each other to be above their husband's competition. Of course, this wasn't always the case, but I think this is why this is such an unusual community. They did form the Astronaut Wives Club. It started meeting for teas and coffees in the early 60s and has continued to be a support group for these women throughout their lives. And it's funny, even today, they're in their 70s and 80s, and they've actually stayed much closer than the astronauts.
Lily Capel, author of The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the wives of the early space explorers. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Look at this. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken
nice
Kessler, and
job, Jennifer. Ta-da.
Here he is.
Monday, the 4th of November on the Good Day program. Everybody here is aimed at letting you know what's going on in the world in no small way. People are concerned about the election tomorrow. I wanted to let you know that in addition to the elections being held in major cities, the off-year election governor in Virginia, how many other states are having gubernatorial races?
New York
races
is, oh, not governor.
Not New York, no,
mayor.
It's mayor of New York.
Mayor, yeah.
All right,
mayor.
So what's the latest on that, Roberta?
Well, it's probably, a giveaway. We know exactly who's going to win.
Who?
We do? De Blasio?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, why?
It's a runaway.
Runaway.
I can't believe that there is someone that can make Mayor Bloomberg look good to me. But I think there might be.
De Blasio?
Yeah.
He's another flat-footed politician,
right,
for all I can see.
Of course.
Yeah. Nothing special, nothing. Well, let's talk about something that's...
Bloomberg's been great. He's been great
for
the city.
Yeah, in many
ways. Not if you like a big gulp.
Well, then get two small gulps and you have one big gulp.
That's a lot of money.
Workers at a New York cafe said they printed out oversized letters to turn their B sanitary inspection rating into the word brunch. Armando Burgos,
that's
a barista
funny
at the Astor Row Cafe in the Harlem neighborhood, said the eatery received a B rating from the sanitary inspector. He and a friend decided to make the most of the situation since it was out in the window anyway. We have brunch every Sunday. My friend got the idea to go to the copy center, print out all the other letters. So the sign got lots of attention from passersby who think it's funny. It is funny.
Funny, haha.
cafe received the rating due to a cleaning rag behind the counter that was dirty. Health officials said they found evidence of mice on the premises. All right, so the poll today, Roberta, at DougStephan.com. How much attention do you pay to sanitation grades at restaurants? A, first thing I look for. B, sometimes I look for it if I've never been to the restaurant before. C, I hardly ever notice it. D, I never pay attention to those things. E, I don't know restaurants get granted sanitation grades.
Do other states or cities do that? Or is New York the only one?
Oh, no. No, L.A. doesn't.
They do,
LA
but
doesn't?
Nobody pays attention. Who,
I pay attention. Are you nuts?
Do you look for a sanitation? Do you go into a restaurant in Los Angeles, Jennifer? For example, Coco's, which is at the end of the parking lot where the studios are for CRN Digital in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So is there a big sign that says we are A?
There's an A. They get an A, B, and C, and after that they get shut down. After a C, there's nothing else beyond that.
A, B, C, and don't eat here.
You're exactly. That's what the D stands for. But I'll tell you right now, if I go into a place and there's a B on the door, I might just turn around and walk out.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
How often do they inspect, and how long does it take for that bee to go away?
I think if they get, I don't know how often they come and inspect, but if they come and inspect and you don't get an A, I think they come back in 30 days and give you time to redo whatever they thought you were doing wrong.
Fix the problem.
Right.
Yeah. I just wonder, I think it's a good rhetorical question. I would ask it, those of you who are going, for example, you stop at a Dunkin' Donuts for your coffee, do you look to see if it has an A or a B or a C or a D? Do you think about that? You go to McDonald's and see if they have an A or B.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, McDonald's will always have an A.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wendy's?
Always
Boston Market?
An A.
Any of the? Is it more likely a local restaurant is going to fail than the national chains then?
I'd say so, because there's like a code that the national chains have to follow. So, and I don't think it necessarily means you're a terrible restaurant. Like, there's a restaurant that I'm thinking of that's in my neighborhood that at one point got a B because they served ice cream and their freezer wasn't cold enough according to health code standards.
So, nothing happens except the ice cream melts.
Exactly.
Nothing else is going to happen.
But they still got a B, and then they came back in 30 days and revised it to an A or whatever. But
that's nonsense.
During that time, if I saw a B on the door and there was no explanation, I would probably go, oh, but I would come back once it's an A because I know the restaurant. Does that make sense? Sort of?
Well, sort of.
Sort of.
Our poll on Friday and over the weekend had to do with how many people were out on Halloween. Estimates were that there would be 40 million out. How many trick-or-treaters did you have at your house? Let's see here. 30% said none. I'd be in there. 19% said just a few. 15% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said 10 to 20. 14% said, I don't know, I wasn't home. 12% said a few dozen. 11% said more than I could count. So how many people were in that league? It just seems that it's Halloween. Maybe it's just because I don't have children at home. It doesn't make any difference to me. It just seems like nothing. There's nothing to it, nothing there. But I found myself... A lot of people that I work with have younger children. And I know I talked to three or four people who are on their way home from Boston on Halloween Eve and trying to get out. And everybody had left work, or many people. The traffic was worse. It's usually bad between 5 and 6:30. Mm-hmm. Well, from 3:30 to 5:30, it was the same because everybody was leaving early to go home and go take their children. So I guess my question would be, how many of you are either bosses or you work for a company that let you go home early to go trick-or-treating with your children?
Not this girl.
Nice thing to do.
Why would you do that, huh?
That's a nice thing to do.
It is?
But even if you leave work at 5, you still have plenty of time to trick-or-treat. I'm not trying to be bah humbuggy, but, I mean, come on.
Well, the kids are really young, you know, and don't forget, it takes a lot of people to take an hour and a half to get home from work.
Takes a village.
You know, it kind of gets
then take a half a day off, personal day. I don't think companies need to give you the time off for Halloween.
If you want to make points with your employees, yeah.
Really?
When somebody asks, I think, yeah.
I will say, I was really surprised by the traffic on Halloween. I had to go pick up my mom at LAX on Halloween evening. I thought for sure it would be a light day because I thought people would be kind of coming home and staying home and walking the neighborhoods with their friends. Oh, my gosh. It was one of the worst traffic days I've been in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
People were out and about.
How is the traffic and the schedule at LAX. How long? I noticed yesterday here, even in Boston, there were people talking about being delayed because of the airport virtually being shut down on Friday afternoon and into the evening. But the because LAX is obviously with San Francisco, major hub on the West Coast, anything coming from Asia is coming through there. If you're going in that direction, LA is a very busy airport. And because there's so many connections, everything is tied to, because all the planes, not I mean everywhere, the plane, each plane, the average plane does at least 5 takeoffs and landings a day. So that would mean some.
And they were landing them. They were letting some of them land, but they were not allowing any flights to take off. They were grounding all outbound flights.
Why?
I don't know. I think maybe it was the protocol, because they thought maybe there could have been more than one person involved and maybe someone would have snuck on a plane.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was definitely some sort of protocol.
I don't know. The whole thing sends me to a place I don't want to go, so let's keep going. Another New York item here, Roberta. 8 sixth graders in Brooklyn taken to the hospital after Axe body spray.
Ooh, stinky.
Axe, let me ask you a question.
Axe me.
Yeah. I don't even know what Axe body spray is. The fumes.
It's a cologne.
It's a cologne that, like, young kids wear.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
an 8-year-old girl would wear Axe body spray?
Yeah, it's kind of like a deodorant body spray sort of thing.
Exactly.
Really? This was Medgar Evers College Prep School.
That's a good school.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Very hard to get into.
School officials called for emergency medical help when children started having trouble breathing. This stuff, is that pungent? What is that?
It's a body spray that you use.
Yeah.
What?
You obviously don't hang out in European areas.
What did you say, Kenny?
With enough kids lathered up with that stuff. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really? Not clear whether it was intentional or an accident. High school in Pennsylvania banned the spray after a student there ended up in the hospital a while ago. One of the students in a Connecticut high school set up a fire alarm using Axe. What is this stuff? Good Lord.
Right. Wow.
Jennifer, you have the television report coming up, right?
Yes, I do, sir.
Right now, by the way, did we get a Evan? What happened yesterday? Evan's pretty good at figuring out what's going on in the world of sports. There were no baseball games yesterday. Duh.
Until April.
Football, right. So who was the big winner? I saw something about Peyton Manning. What was he involved in over the weekend?
Well, Peyton Manning, he recently this season tied a NFL record of 7 touchdown passes thrown in one game. Yeah, he did that in the beginning game of the season. And yesterday, Nick Foles of my Philadelphia Eagles tied that record with another 7 touchdown performance as the Eagles beat the Oakland Raiders.
How much have you been practicing giving this report?
I know,
you sound
that's
very
really
measured.
Good.
Yes, very good.
You're so professional, Evan.
Aw, you guys are so kind.
Uh-huh.
The biggest winners
Not
of the
really,
day, the biggest winners of the day have to be, in my opinion, the Indianapolis Colts, who overcame a 21-point deficit to come back and beat division rivals Houston Texans.
You got
to
watch
the commanding
Colts.
Lead.
They're doing really well this year, coming on strong.
What about the Patriots? How are they doing?
The Patriots, I believe they held off the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. I do not see the score in front
of
me.
If Boston can't hold off Pittsburgh, there's no hope.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's not very good this year.
No.
They just shake it up. Seattle, did Seattle rack up another win? They're doing well.
Seattle actually did. They struggled early on. Tampa Bay jumped out to, I want to say, like a 21-3 lead. Yeah, 21-3 lead, and Seattle wound up coming back and winning on a field goal in overtime.
We'll have to get Biff Montel in here every Monday to
I love him.
Check out the
I think we need Evan
football.
On sports.
Right. All right, Pat's in El Paso listening to KTSM. You have another restaurant horror story for us, Pat?
Oh, yeah. One time my family and I were eating at Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. That's a chain of inexpensive fried food restaurants.
They have those delicious rolls, don't they?
And we were sitting in a kind of like one of those areas for in between where there's just one roll of seats. And I started paying attention to the waiters and waitresses filling the ketchup bottles.
And?
They were refilling them without gloves, dropping them on the floor, picking them up, you know, with their fingers, cleaning them under aprons and using a dirty towel.
This is the Golden Corral.
That's gross.
This is the Golden Corral, and this was 2 years ago.
Wow.
I got so upset, I called the manager, and I told them, what are you doing? Are you trying to give us free?
You told them that, or you asked them that? What are you doing?
I told them that.
Did you?
I said, look at her. She has no gloves. She is using her bare hands. You guys should have washed those containers, then put brand-new ketchup, not recycling the ketchup back and forth like that.
That's what they do, though. They do it at every restaurant.
Do we have Golden Corral as a sponsor? We don't have Golden Corral, do we? They've been around, I think.
Not anymore, so don't worry about it.
I'm thinking when you go to the Golden Corral, what is it? How much do you pay? How much do you pay for a meal at the Golden? I'm going to sound like a snob now. How much do you pay for a meal at the Golden Corral? $7?
It's more than that. Now it runs about $11.
$11.
Yeah, and you know what? That's no excuse. They need to have
No, it isn't.
Up.
No, you're right.
So you know what I did, Doug? Because
you
couldn't understand what they were doing wrong? I called the health department and filed the complaint, and they made them go through classes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're called ServSafe, those classes.
Yeah.
ServSafe.
Yeah, because obviously they didn't know what cross-contamination was.
No.
They didn't know what bacteria and how bacteria grows on the rags, how it's on the floor, how it's on yourself. And they told them that that was wrong, what they were doing.
I wonder if that's,
the next time you pick up a bottle of ketchup on your table, wonder how it was cleaned.
I bet that that's actually the dirtiest part of the restaurant is the ketchup bottle. Because they do that. I've seen people just exchanging the ketchup together.
All right.
They marry the bottles is what they call it.
I think we've had enough.
Yeah.
Pat, thank you for the call. Nobody go to Golden Corral today. Go to the Waffle House instead, because I'm sure they're much cleaner at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah. You keep telling yourself that, sir.
I close my eyes when I order. All right. Jennifer checks the television report in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with Gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
All right, so YouTube becomes television, or television becomes YouTube, with the first YouTube Music Awards, Jennifer, taking place last night.
Yeah, apparently Eminem and Swift were atop the winners at what people are calling the weird YouTube Music Awards. I did not see them, so I'm not sure why they're called weird, but yeah, apparently they faked a double suicide. They had face painting. Lady Gaga was there makeup-free and plaid in a trucker's hat. Lots of kind of weird stuff going on by at the YouTube Music Awards.
Future of television, not radio, but television, maybe YouTube connected. All right, so what else? Lifetime canceled that nice show that Jennifer Love Hewitt was doing. That's a big idea.
Yeah, after two seasons, they canceled it. Now, she's marrying her co-star. Oh. Rumor was that the people at Lifetime wanted to get rid of him from the show, but she was demanding that he got to, that he'd get to stay and get a hefty salary bump, so they canceled the show. Also, ABC giving full season orders to freshman comedies The Goldbergs and Trophy Wife, and they ordered four additional episodes of Super Fun Night with Rebel Wilson. They did decide to give the old cut to Back in the Game, though, so that's been canceled.
I had a busy, an exciting Saturday night at home. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, I watched that show with, what's his face?
James Caan.
Yeah, no. James Spader.
Oh, Blacklist, you're talking about. I thought you were talking about Back in the Game.
I didn't quite figure it out, but I was intrigued a little by his character, the way he's playing the character versus the way he used to play. You know, and he looks so much older, too, the way he's done up.
I hear it's a great show.
I was intrigued by it. I'd watch it again. All right, what else?
One more. All right, TNT teamed up with Ed Burns for a new drama called Public Morals. Burns is going to write, star, and direct in it. It's a cop series set in New York in 1967.
Wowie zowie. All right, good job, Jen Jen. 51 after.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Something you normally don't see. Agreement between Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The glitch-plagued government health care website is uniting lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein and Republican Congressman Mike Rogers both agree on what the next move should be when it comes to the site. Take it offline until it's fully functional. Their recommendations came during an appearance Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation. The site, healthcare.gov, has been riddled with technical problems since its launch on October 1st. Over on NBC's Meet the Press, you had former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney talking about health care. Romney, during his years as governor of Massachusetts, crafted his own health care plan for that state, commonly called Romney Care. But Romney said President Obama failed to learn the lessons from the struggles his plan went through.
The Massachusetts experience was a state-run plan. The right way to deal with health care reform is not to have a one-size-fits-all plan that's imposed on all the states, but recognizing the differences between different states and their populations.
And Romney had this to say about the recent attempt by some Republicans to stop the Affordable Care Act.
Every Republican that I know of wants to see Obamacare replaced, repealed, and repaired. At the same time, the tactic of shutting down government is one which I thought was not a good tactic in the first place. I thought it would not be effective, and it was not effective.
Mitt Romney added that President Obama was wrong to tell Americans they would not lose their insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act. There are companies across the country which are altering their health care plans, including the dropping of spousal coverage as a result of the costs involved in the plan. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus. The 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Robitussin Cough Aquance number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m. I gotta get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The major indexes finished last week on a positive note. The Dow up nearly 70 points on Friday to 15,615. S&P up 5. NASDAQ with a 2-point gain. Honda going to recall around 344,000 Odyssey minivans due to a software error that could cause the vehicle's brakes to activate without the driver stepping on the brake pedal. The problem? Honda may not be able to make this fix until next spring when the part is available. The recall affects 2007 and 2008 Odyssey minivans. Business at the box office over the weekend.
There's greatness in you, Ender. The world needs you.
The futuristic Ender's Game pulling in $28 million, number one in theaters in its debut weekend. Closing notes. First, let's start in the Big Apple with the return of the New York City Marathon yesterday. Could we have the Chariots of Fire theme for this, please? That overplayed theme for the 1980s that made everything seem as if it was in slow motion. Anyway, last year's New York City Marathon was canceled as the date came just days after the destruction caused by Hurricane Sandy. This year, a record number of participants, nearly 51,000. Men's and women's winners, both from Kenya. For the man, Jeffrey Mutai, the 2011 defending champ, in a time of just over 2 hours, 8 minutes. For the women, Priska Jeptu, in just over 2:25. Congratulations to everyone who finished or even just gave it a try. And finally, as we return to the movies, we focus on a blockbuster that has made $220 million so far, and it's still in the top five. We're talking about this science fiction thriller.
Mission Specialist Ryan Stone, I am cross-structuring and drifting. Do you copy?
Yes, we copy. That's Sandra Bullock, who, along with George Clooney, star in Gravity. Believe it or not, there are a few of us who haven't seen this movie yet. And on last Friday night's Real Time with comedian Bill Maher on HBO, he blurted out a major plot twist of this movie without saying the words spoiler alert first. So, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. No need to see the movie now. Here's hoping a plot twist awaits you down the road, maybe even in the afterlife. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I just took a quick pass by my son's bedroom and easily took his temperature in seconds, thanks to my Exergen temporal thermometer. Just a quick swipe of his forehead and we were done. Exergen is already the number one choice among moms, and hey, us dads love it too. Now, accurately taking my kid's temperature is something he likes, and I don't have to miss a second of the game.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Costco.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.